Once more the men beside Odysseus, keen and crafty, let fly their sharp spears on the crowd of suitors. And now by Odysseus, the spoiler of cities, Eurydamas was hit, by Telemachus, Amphimedon, by the swineherd, Polybus, and afterwards the herdsman of the cattle hit Tisippus in the breast, and cried in triumph, "Ha, son of Polytherses, ready mocker, never again give way to folly and big words. Leave boasting to the gods, they're stronger far than you. This gift offsets the hoof you gave to great Odysseus a little while ago, when in his house he played the beggar man." So spoke the herdsman of the crook-horned kine. Then Odysseus wounded Demaster's son with his long spear, when fighting hand to hand. Telemachus wounded Evenor's son Leocritus with a spear thrust in the middle of the waist, and drove the point clean through. He fell on his face and struck the ground flat with his forehead. And now Athena from the roof above stretched forth her murderous aegis. Their souls were panic-stricken. They scurried through the hall like herded cows on whom the glancing gadfly falls and maddens them in springtime when the days are long. And as the crook-clawed, hook-beaked vultures, descending from the hills, dart at the birds which fly the clouds and skim the plain, while the vultures pounce and kill them, defense they have not and have no escape, and men are merry at their capture, so the four chased the suitors down the hall and smote them right and left. There went up moans, a dismal sound, as skulls were crashed, and all the pavement ran with blood. But Laodes, rushing forward, clasped Odysseus by the knees and spoke imploringly these winged words, "I clasp your knees, Odysseus. Oh, respect and spare me, for I protest I never harmed a woman of the house by wicked word or act. No, and I used to try to stop the rest, the suitors, when one of them would do such deeds. But they were never ready to hold their hands from wrong. So through their own perversity they met a dismal doom, and I, their soothsayer, although I did no ill, must also fall. There is no gratitude for good deeds done." Then looking sternly on him, wise Odysseus said, "If you avow yourself their soothsayer, many a time you must have prayed within the hall that the issue of a glad return might be delayed for me, while my dear wife should follow you and bear you children. Therefore you shall not now avoid a shameful death." So saying, he seized in his sturdy hand a sword that lay nearby, a sword which Agelaus had dropped upon the ground when he was slain, and drove it through the middle of Laodes' neck. While yet he spoke, his head rolled in the dust.